Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brothers, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord. My dearly beloved, ask, encourage Euodias and Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I ask you also, true yoke fellow, help those women, labored with me in the gospel, H. Clement also, and D. with others of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the of life, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer and requests with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care for me has flourished. Again, in which you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want. Because I've learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know both how to be brought low, and I know how to be lifted up. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to have plenty and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that I, and the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only, because even in Thessalonica you sent once and again to my needs, not because I deserve a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I of all and d abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an aroma of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the NTS salute you, chiefly. Why those who are of Caesar's household. D. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let it be.